Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
TMP number 14.
Welcome to the Taylor Merrick Podcast, the 3-in-1 podcast on finances, business, and technology. Podcasting to you from the studios of TaylorMerrick.com, located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Here's your host, Taylor Merrick.
Well, hello and welcome to episode 14 in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. Hey, if you have any questions about finances, business, or technology, feel free to give me a call, 1-866-TMP-2860, or you can email me. If you want to subscribe to this podcast, simply go out to TaylorMerrick.com, click on the blog link, and from there you can listen in any other player that you would like to, and you can also receive your updates by email. Today in episode 14, it is going to be about Money Doesn't Make the Man for Finances, How I Defeated My Biggest Enemy for Business, and the MacBook Pro for technology. But to get started in finances, money doesn't make the man. The quote going around, this is a quote, that money doesn't make a person who he or she is or isn't. Well, if you apply this logic, money also doesn't make a person greedy. And the point is that money has the power only to reveal a person's true nature. That's one of the things that happens when, if you have more money or less money, is it reveals a person's true nature. And for example, if a person is a fool with money, more money may turn the fool into a financial idiot. We've all heard stories of lottery winners, rock stars, heirs and heiresses, and professional athletes becoming millionaires who wake up rich but are broke by nightfall. And money also has other effects. And there's other stories of a person, the more richer that they became, the more tighter they came with money. And there's one story that's floating around somewhere that about one of the sons having to wear an older sister's clothing in order to save money, yet they were rich. And then money also has an opposite effect. Generous people can become more generous as they become richer, and giving away vast fortunes of worthwhile causes, such as Bill Gates and Warren Buffett. And many people, upon achieving financial freedom, use their freedom to dedicate their lives to what they believe to be their spiritual calling. And that is the freedom that I encourage you to do to acquire wealth, is to become more generous, not to become more tight with money, not to become more strict, and not to be greedy. And money doesn't make the man, it just reveals that person's true nature. And that will wrap it up for finances. For business, how I defeated my biggest enemy. You have the book with you, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling. It is chapter 3. My earnings were so small during that first year, I took a part-time job coaching the Swarthmore College baseball team. One day I received an invitation from the YMCA of Chester, Pennsylvania, to come down there and speak on the three C's, clean living, clean character, and clean sport. As I read that letter, I realized how utterly impossible it would be for me to accept their invitation. In fact, it suddenly dawned on me that I didn't have the courage to talk convincingly to even one man, let alone 100. It was then I began to realize that before I could ever hope to make good in anything, I would have to overcome this timidity and fear of talking to strangers. The next day I went around to the YMCA and told the educational director why I thought I was a failure. I asked if they had any course that would help me. He smiled and said, "We have exactly what you need. Come on back with me." I followed him down a long hallway. We entered a room where a group of men were seated. One man had just finished speaking, and another man was up on his feet criticizing the speaker. We sat down in the back of the room. The educational director whispered to me, "This is a public speaking course." I had never heard of a public speaking course. Just then, another man got up and began to make a speech. He was terrible. In fact, he was so terrible, he encouraged me. I said to myself, "Scared and dumb as I am, I couldn't be much worse than that." Pretty soon the man who had been criticizing the previous speaker came back. I was introduced to him. His name was Dale Carnegie. I said, "I want to join." He said, "Our course is about halfway through. Perhaps you would rather wait. We'll be starting another class in January." "No," I said, "I want to start right now." "All right," Mr. Carnegie smiled and said as he took my arm, "You're the next speaker." Of course, I was trembling. In fact, I was terrified. But somehow I managed to tell them why I was there. It was pretty terrible, but terrible as my talk was, it was a tremendous victory for me. Prior to that, I couldn't even stand in front of a crowd and say, "How do you do?" This happened 30 years ago to the month I am writing these lines. But that night will always stand out in my memory as the beginning of what proved to be one of the most important phases in my life. I enrolled for this training then and there, and attended the weekly meetings regularly. 2 months later, I went down to Chester and made that speech. I had already learned that it was comparatively easy to talk about my own experiences, so I told the audience at Chester about my experience in baseball, about my rooming with Miller Huggins, and how I broke into the big leagues with Christy Mathewson pitching. I was astounded at the fact that I could keep going for almost half an hour, and I was even more astounded when 20 or 30 men came up afterward, shook my hand, and told me how much they enjoyed it. That was one of the biggest triumphs in my life. It gave me confidence as nothing else had ever done before. It all seemed like a miracle to me. It was a miracle. 2 months previously, I was afraid to talk to anyone in official capacity. Now, here I was, standing before a group of 100 people and holding their attention and enjoying the experience. I went out of that room a changed man. I had made myself better known in that group by one 25-minute speech than I could have done by attending for months as a silent member. To my surprise, J. Borton Weeks, prominent Delaware County attorney, who had acted as chairman of the meeting, walked down to the station with me. As I stepped on a train, he shook my hand, thanked me profusely, and invited me to come down again the first chance I could find. "One of my law partners and I have been talking about buying some life insurance," he said, as the train began to move. I found the chance to get back to Chester surprisingly soon. A few years after that, J. Borton Weeks became president of the Keystone Automobile Club, second largest automobile club in the world. Borton Weeks became one of my best personal friends, and in addition, one of my best centers of influence in business. As profitable as this connection became, it was nothing compared to the self-confidence and courage I gained through the training I got in taking this course in public speaking. It broadened my vision and stimulated my enthusiasm. It helped me to express my ideas more convincingly to other men, and it helped me destroy the biggest enemy I ever had to face: fear. I would urge any man or woman who is being held back by fear and who lacks courage and self-confidence to join the best public speaking course in his or her community. Don't join just any lecture course. Join only a course where you make a talk at every meeting, because that's what you want, experience in speaking. If you can't find a good practical course, do as Ben Franklin did. Ben recognized the great value of such training, and he formed the Junto right there in my hometown. Meet one night each week. Appoint a new chairman to serve each week or month. If you can't get a good instructor, criticize each other, as the Junto did 200 years ago. I noticed that the members of our class who got the most benefit out of it and showed the biggest improvement were those who put their training to some practical use. So as poor as I was, I sought opportunities to speak in public. I nearly died of stage fright at first, but I did it somehow. I even taught a Sunday school class of 8 boys. Later, I accepted the superintendency of the Sunday school. I continued to be superintendent for 9 years. The effect of this training and the experience carried over into my private conversations with individuals. This was one of the finest experiences I have ever had. All the leaders and successful men I have ever met have had courage and self-confidence, and most of them, I noticed, are able to express themselves convincingly. The best way I ever found to help overcome fear and develop courage and self-confidence rapidly is by speaking before groups. I discovered that when I lost my fear of speaking to audiences, I lost my fear of talking to individuals, no matter how big and important they were. This training and experience in public speaking got me out of my shell, opened my eyes to my own possibilities, and widened my horizons. It was one of the turning points in my career. In the words of Frank Becher. And I encourage you too, if you have not taken a public speaking course, or if you don't like speaking in public, I'd encourage you to take a course just to get some experience so that you can get up and talk in front of people. And it's unbelievable, because once you go through a course where you have to get up and speak, it'll be a lot easier in public, and it'll be a lot easier individually, as Frank Becher said. It makes his individual conversations that much better. And also, how are you doing on the smiling contest I gave out a couple podcasts back? How are you doing on that? You can call in 1-866-TMP-2860, or you can email me taylor@taylormerrick.com. You can be totally anonymous. You can just say, yeah, I smiled to somebody and it's working. My day's working out better. I'm having a lot happier. People around me are a lot happier. However you want to say it, and you don't even have to write your name if you don't want to. You can just be totally anonymous. And at the end of 30 days, which will be in a couple weeks, I will tell you the results and I'll see if this worked or if it didn't. And that'll wrap it up for business. For technology, it's the MacBook Pro. Now, MacBook Pro. For those of you who do not know what MacBook Pro is, it is Apple's line of laptops. If you don't know what a laptop is, it is a portable computer. You can pick up your computer and you can carry it around. And this MacBook Pro that was released a couple weeks back, it looks really good. And sure, it's got the new Core 2 dual processor, and it offers a speed bump from 2.16 GHz to 2.33 GHz. But what a difference that 2 in a processor name makes. For speed demons, this is the fastest laptop Apple has yet offered. And aside from the fact that it's about 8% faster in terms of clock speed, underlying changes to the processor design, especially a doubling of the level 2 cache memory from 2MB to 4MB, means uptick in speed is noticeable. So if you used an early version of a MacBook Pro, and now you buy this one, you're going to see a difference. 15-inch versions of the new MacBook Pro were unveiled the beginning of November, and the 17 versions are more recent than the 15-inch versions, and it's already getting sort of hard to get the MacBook Pro because they're starting to be snapped up in the same way that the PlayStation 3 is being snapped up. If you hear in the news of PlayStation 3 being released and all the crazy commotion that's going on about that, well, that's how it is in a MacBook Pro, except it's not as violent. It's going to just be on order, and it'll take a while because they're getting more demand than they have computers. And compared to the changes that has been made, it has a slightly faster processor, a slightly larger hard drive, and some more video RAM, which is always a good thing if you love playing games. And you get an upgrade in hard drive options that includes a 200 gigabyte hard drive for mobile users if you really need storage space. And it also comes with a standard 120 gigabyte drive, as well as a 160 gigabyte drive that uses new perpendicular technology, and across the board doubling of RAM to either 1 gigabyte or 2 gigabyte depending on which MacBook Pro you're going to be using, and the prices remain the same. So based on this, and a new thing that has come out in MacBook Pro, it has a built-in EyeSight webcam, and it has a hidden on light. That'd be cool if you don't have a web camera. You just buy a MacBook Pro. It comes standard with it for video chatting or videos or what you like to do with that. And that is it for the MacBook Pro. And that will wrap it up for technology. I'd like to thank everybody for listening to episode 14 in the Taylor Merrick Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or ideas, you know the number. Get a pen that works. Write this down, 1-866-TMP-2860. You can also give me an email. And my name is Taylor Merrick. I will see you next week.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.